Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. I am just so blessed to be able to come to you and share with you today's word from our sanctuary. Our blessings are coming, preached by our very own Pastor Anthony Simmons. A powerful, powerful word from the Lord. So if you don't listen to the whole word tonight, make sure that you come back tomorrow and listen to the archives. The Lord bless. The Lord bless. We're just coming out of our women's conference, and it was a powerful, powerful weekend. On last weekend, we had five powerful speakers, women of God, women after God's own heart, and the Lord used his women's service mightily. I preached on Friday night about the glory of the Lord, manifesting God's glory. On Saturday morning, we had Evangelist Love, and she came in preaching about just one touch. And then we had Pastor Alicia Cooper, a powerful woman of God, who has her album being released on November the 7th. The title of her album is It's Time. So I'll be announcing that a little bit later on and as the day approaches. And then we had that afternoon, Elder Patty Roscoe. Elder Roscoe came in her own way, and the Lord used her mightily. I tell you, the power of the Lord was so high in the place that we had to skip lunch. Lunch was a part of our agenda, but we had to skip lunch and keep moving in the spirit. And I tell you, the Lord really blessed us. He had me step out on faith and not charge a registration fee. This was our first conference that we didn't charge a registration fee. And the Lord, he is definitely a rewarder of those who diligently seek his face and those who will dare to obey. So if I learned anything out of this particular lesson on going into the women's conference, and it was to obey God no matter what it looks like, obey God. Obedience is key. That's a word for somebody. As you move forward to do what God has called you to do and to be who God has created you to be, obedience is key. So I want to just make another couple of announcements. I want to invite you to go over to my website. Go over to our website at nccmonline.org. nccmonline.org. And there you will be able to see what's coming up with our ministry. Again, we just had the women's conference. As you visit the website, you will see the CDs being made available. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make DVDs available because it was so crowded in the church. There was standing room only, and the Spirit of the Lord was in there so mightily. The Holy Spirit came in such a powerful way that even our videographer got caught up. The person that was operating the cameras even got caught up in the Spirit. So I don't know. I haven't seen the videos yet. It's just one of those things where you had to be there. But definitely I'll be making audios available for you so that you too can partake of the word. That's the most important thing. Not what you see necessarily, but what you hear. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So you have to hear this word that was brought forth, the whole package, all five speakers that was brought forth on last weekend, and so we will be making those CDs available to you. I also want to highly, highly recommend my book, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living. I was privileged to go to New Orleans last month to minister at Providence Baptist Church number 2 over in Mons, Louisiana, where Pastor Reverend Brown and Lady Brown were so gracious to have me come and minister. They trusted me in the pulpit at their church, And again, I was blessed. But the reason that they invited me was because of this book, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, and they built the whole conference based upon women and the pain that we have to carry, the pain that we endure. But not even that, but the pain that Jesus heals us from. And he is able, God is able to take away the pain. Oh, yes, he is. So if you're dealing with something, unresolved issues, pain from your past, or if you know somebody that is, if you're having problems in relationships, or just want to get closer to God, to say, God, what is it that you have for me in this season, I recommend that you purchase a copy of my book, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living. And a whole bunch of stuff is going on over at the website, so stop over there. We have a revival coming up on the 29th and 30th of this month at our church, New Creation Christian Ministries. And the revivalist is none other than Prophet Terrell Turner from Atlanta, Georgia. If you're in the New Jersey area, you want to be there. You have to be there, because it is going to be a blessed time. Well, we're going to go right into the word. I want to also mention that I'll be in Manhattan on the 7th of November. So if you're in Manhattan, come on out and give me a hug. Come on out and support me, Girlfriends and God Day, on that day. And I'll be in Chicago. I'm looking forward to going to Chicago, where I get to meet face-to-face Pastor Larry Sarton and his beautiful wife, Lady Carol. So I'm excited. I'm excited to be going down there. All of the information is on my website, because I want to get this word out here. I want you to hear the word. I want you to hear the word. So go on over to our website at nccmonline.org. And if you're in New Jersey, stop on over to see us. The word is rich and the spirit is high in this sanctuary. So we're going right into the word. Amen and praise God. Be blessed in your hearing.
Yes. Hey, God.
1 Samuel, the 16th chapter. God is looking for those who will worship him.
Yes.
In spirit and in truth. And we have some true worshipers in this house.
Yeah. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hey, thank you, God.
1 Samuel 16th chapter, beginning at verse 1. Did we not have a powerful women's conference on last night?
Yes, hallelujah. Woo, God.
It's more than residue, it's something that's going to stick.
Amen. Glory.
It's more than residue. It's residue right now, and this rain going to dry up that we see in the natural. But what we got on last week going to stick. Amen.
Amen.
1 Samuel, the 16th chapter, beginning at verse 1. Are you there?
Amen.
And the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill thy horn with oil and go, I will send thee to Jesse. Say Jesse, church.
Jesse.
The Bethlehemite, for I have provided me a king among his sons. Please jump down to verse 6. We'll pick it up there, verse 6, the same chapter. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance, or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh in on the heart. My God. Then Jesse, say Jesse one more time,
yes,
called Abinadab. he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this one. Then Jesse made Shammah to pass by, and he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this one. Again, Jesse made seven, my God, of his sons to pass before Samuel, and Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, say Jesse one more time.
Jesse.
Are here all thy children? And he said, there remaineth yet the youngest. And behold, he keepeth the sheep. And Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ruddy and withal a beautiful countenance and goodly to look on. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Let us go. Let me pick it up at verse 13. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. We'll stop there. One more verse of scripture. Psalm 51. Psalm 5:1. The 51st Psalm. Psalm verse 51, verse 10 to 13. We're going to read this together. Amen. The 51st Psalm. I'm going to give you a minute to find that. This is our prayer today. It was the prayer of David many years ago, and this is going to be our outward confession on today. Psalm chapter 51, beginning at verse 10. Are you there, church?
Amen. Amen.
Doesn't matter what version Bible you have. Let us read it together. Let us pick it up at verse 10. Come on, church. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Verse 11. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from stop there. Let us pray, church. Heavenly Father, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you, Holy Spirit, and we invite you into the room and into our lives right now. And we say, have your way in this moment. Father God, use me right now for your glory in this preaching opportunity. Father God, give us the word right now. Not just as a church, but as individuals ready to bring your name, praise, and glory in the earth realm. Now, Father God, hold back the hand of the enemy right now. Try to distract or detract from this word, which you're about to declare over our lives, and we shall ever so carefully give your name all praise, all glory, and all honor. And it is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Blessings are coming. And tell them blessings are coming. Find eye contact with another individual. Look across the room and tell them blessings are coming. Please find a third person right now. Turn around, look, say it like you mean it. Blessings are coming. Oh, glory to his name. Blessings are coming. Blessings are coming. Matter of fact, you're already blessed. Matter of fact, let's get it right. You're already blessed. And highly favored.
All right. Thank you.
As we look at our text, coming from 1 Samuel, that 16th chapter, God has led me here to look at the life of David today to speak to us and to remind us that we are blessed.
Amen.
and the blessings of Abraham really does rest on our lives. Amen?
Amen.
But as we heard it read from Mother in the book of Romans, that is all about the heart. The heart is the receptacle of those who are here and hear the word of God. Please say to yourself, touching yourself on your own personhood, I must get my heart right. My heart must be right to receive what God wants me to have. My heart must be right. You cannot have a seed of bitterness in your heart. You must have a right heart to receive what God wants you to hear. And then once you hear correctly, God will continue to endow you with blessings. But your heart must first be right. We are living in an hour where most people know how to do church. We know how to do church so well. And God is saying it's all about the heart. Oh, Samuel, man may look at the outward appearance, but I'm always judging the heart of my people. I'm not impressed with those who have outward gifts. I'm not impressed with all the fanfare and all the smoke. I'm not impressed with those who are impressing people in the natural. I'm impressed with the heart.
My God.
I'm gonna fast forward to that psalm in a minute, but the reason I say to quote with me the name of Jesse is because I have issues with Jesse. I personally, Mother, have issues with Jesse. Jesse, bring your son, because the man of God is coming down to the house of Jesse, and I heard through the grapevine that one of your sons is gonna be king and ruler over Israel. House of Jesse, because I have raised up a king out of the sons of Jesse, and I am going to use him to bring my name glory in the earth realm.
All right.
And we see Eliab, Jesse's oldest son, passed before Samuel, and the man stood tall in stature. Mm-hmm. He looked like a king. And then Abinadab. And the rest of the seven sons came on by Samuel. And Samuel said, Jesse, are these all your boys? Did I mishear God? Are these all your sons, Jesse? Not really. There's one, but he's a nobody. He's tending the sheep. He doesn't even matter. That's why got affirmed by my Father.
Jesus.
And I'm not here to point fingers. Neither should you be here to point fingers. Oh, now that we know better, we do better. Oh, we can't point fingers at what mama did, what daddy didn't do. You now have the ball in your court. I know you didn't deserve this mess, but God left you with the mop in your hand. I know you don't inherit the family mess, but you have the broom that cleaned it up. And God is saying, what you going to do with it?
Hallelujah. Amen.
Blessings are coming, church. Blessings are coming. But many of us, I saw the praise in the room today. Somebody found out that praise is a weapon. Oh, glory to his name. David danced before the Lord with all his might. Oh, church, you need to understand. Somebody in the room may be on the verge of about to lose their natural mind. David has put low all of his might.
My God, my God.
And some of you, I don't know what you're going through personally, but I know that God is able to do anything you need him to do. Oh, church, reach out and hold fast to that him.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Jesse.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesse.
Woo!
Jesse, like so many men in our day, did not affirm his son David. And can you imagine the mindset of a young boy who's taking care of the sheep, who's been overlooked, passed over, not even thought as being valued, and yet God knows your name. And God knows how to find you. And God knows your address. And God knows where to locate you. And God knows how to get your attention. When man don't be there. When man will let you down. When man will overlook you. God knows where you are. God knows where you are. Because we're looking for the wrong thing from the wrong people. And God is saying, enough, enough, enough. You need to look for my spirit. Look for my glory. Look for the one and true, real God.
See,
Sunday morning is not a problem for the believer. Around, ain't no organ around. The Bible says, how can they hear unless they have a preacher? How can they preach unless they be sent?
Jesus.
God is saying to us, church, stay in position.
Stay
in position. See,
hallelujah, bless the Lord.
One of the strategies of the enemy is to get you isolated.
Right.
And please hear God.
Amen.
If he can get you isolated.
Right.
And what you're going through.
Yeah.
You don't hear the word.
Right.
You ain't got nobody encouraging you. You ain't got no pats on the back.
Right.
You ain't got no real love.
Hey.
You ain't got no real inspiration.
Yeah.
If God can isolate, if the devil can isolate you.
Yeah.
Your blessing is over here.
Hey.
But because life has been hell and high water, you find yourself all alone over
all
here.
Right.
It's there when you're in position to be blessed by
Jesus.
Most people.
Amen. Thank you, God.
And will anybody agree with me in the room? We are living in some hard times.
Yeah.
I'm going not just recessions.
Right, right.
Families ain't working.
Right.
Marriages ain't working.
Right.
There's sickness beyond compare in the earth realm. There's a lack of money. There's a lack of resources. Kids now lost their minds.
Oh, yeah.
There's no reverence for God. Please kill me. There's no reverence for God.
Yes.
See?
Thank you, Jesus.
David.
Thank you, Jesus.
David. I looked at the life of Joseph, even this morning. God wouldn't let me rest. I said, God, why are you taking me over to Joseph? Now, Joseph was hated by his brothers because Jacob loved Joseph more than his brothers.
Yes.
Joseph had his dream. Y'all gonna bow down to me. I'm gonna rule over y'all. And it is what it is. God gave it to me. And they threw him in the pit, went to Potiphar's house, went to prison, and then found himself in a palace. brothers. But what did he say when his brothers finally reunited with him? He said, what you meant for evil, God now turn that over.
Count her children. Look at this lady come with all these children, she said.
And so they start to count and try to embarrass her. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's one in the stomach. And my mother, I ain't going to tell you anything she said, but she said, but she said, that's right, they're mine.
Uh-huh.
And that got to be your confession today.
Right.
I know he ain't no good, but he's mine.
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
he still playing the harp?
See.
Was he in a palace yet?
No.
No.
Somebody need to cut you. Oh! Just because you're on welfare today, don't mean you're going to be on welfare tomorrow.
That's right.
You might be lonely today.
Right.
Don't mean you're going to be lonely tomorrow.
Oh.
You broke today.
Mm.
You ain't going to be broke tomorrow.
Oh,
do you believe the Bible, church?
Yeah.
Do you believe the word?
The word, yes. Thank you, God.
We got to take this thing seriously. I told them Wednesday, I love church. I absolutely
Amen.
Love. I absolutely love church.
Yeah.
Because faith came by hearing. See, that thing with commitment.
Right.
I need to stay there. I need to park there for 1 second.
Park
here. Drive it. They're going to drive by. No.
I will park.
I ain't feeling none of them preaching stuff.
You ain't going to do it faster.
I said, I'm parked.
I'm parked. Get your old pass.
It's original. Go ahead.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
This word called commitment,
yes, God,
is a serious thing.
Yes, yes, God.
I know it's far and few in between in our day in which we live.
Mm-hmm.
You look at marriage and there's just no real commitment.
Right.
People, husbands are walking away from wives and children for the littlest stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, when women sometimes are stepping out of that covenant of marriage. For dumb stuff.
Right.
You may have to go a season not getting your way.
Right.
See, when we hold on to this word,
yes,
it is for due season,
hey,
which is normally way down ahead of us.
Right.
And yet, we forfeit the blessings back here because we get impatient with God. See, David had to run and live in caves before he got to the castle. David ran from all he tried to do was serve Saul. Saul tried to kill him. How many times did Saul try to kill David? David only wanted to serve him.
Right.
On the run, living in caves. Before he got to the castle, he did the cave before the castle.
My God.
And nobody wants to experience the cave. Ain't no heat in the cave. Ain't no situation in the cave. Wild animal might devour you in the cave. But the cave will develop you. The cave will prepare you. And the cave will equip you. We just want to run so far ahead of God and do our own thing.
Right.
You know, some of us, even that young girl that gave, sold that seed, she's young.
That's right.
18, 19, I don't know.
My God.
And God is saying to some of us, can I trust you with tens and hundreds before I can trust you with thousands?
See. That's the truth.
You give your way out of poverty. Because this church, many of y'all sold that $40.
Mm-hmm.
Many of y'all gave, and that young lady got blessed.
Yes.
And she gave back.
Yes, that's right.
That's how it works.
Yes.
You give, and it comes back to you. You cast your bread on the water. Not many days from now, all of a sudden, how did bread get back in? We're way out to sea, that bread come right back.
Amen.
See, there are laws and principles that govern our lives.
Amen.
And if we don't plug into those laws and those principles, we'll be broke, we'll stay lonely, we'll stay defeated, we'll be less than, and God is saying, still looking for the crowd. We want the hype. Ain't gonna be no hype when you there on that job interview. The Lord needs to put the right words in your mouth. If you don't know Jesus, if you don't invite him into the interview, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior.
Jesus, help.
That's why fear is a real thing, but it shouldn't stop you. You can be shaking like a leaf. It don't matter. Fear shouldn't stop you. Heart pumping Kool-Aid. Hands standing up on your head. Fear should not stop you.
Right.
We got the greater one. That is in us.
Yeah.
And we, you know, my wife and I, we, like many homeowners, getting these foreclosures, threats, and all of this. A lot of our money been poured into this church.
Amen.
We still got a house.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
But I heard on the news that before 2010, over a million people are going to lose houses. I said a million. And God is saying to us, all this forecast of doom and gloom next year, 2010, I need y'all to get in position.
Yeah.
I need you to get in position and stay in position.
Hallelujah.
Just turn on off the news. Don't look at Obama. Uh-huh. Don't look at all the nonsense. Don't look at what's going on in the church. God is talking to you directly.
Amen.
Because David had many times to get rid of his problem. On two or three occasions, David could have killed Saul, who might have been trying to kill him forever.
Amen.
And David said to Saul, man, why are you still trying to kill me? I had time and time again to take your life. And I could have pleaded with God. God, it was self-defense. This nut trying to kill me. And David said, I will not touch God's anointing. I will not touch God's anointing. Watch how your mouth opens against the pastor. Watch. What you're saying against the man or woman of God. It don't make us special. It just makes God's word right. God's word. That ain't that we conjured up. Well, watch how you treat real, let me put that word there, real men and women of God.
Amen.
Well, watch it.
Hallelujah.
We go church to church to church, and we still there, so sometimes same problem still there.
Yeah.
And we're looking for answers in all the wrong places.
Amen.
And God is saying, you still trying to be so great, and all I need you to do is to be the great you, the best you. All I need you to do, don't preach like Yolanda, don't sing like this one, don't come like T.D. Jakes, don't sing like that one, don't root like that one. I need you to be the best you. Your gifts will make room for you.
Hallelujah.
I need you to be the best you.
Hallelujah.
And we try to imitate folk. And God said, you're an original baby.
Hey.
Yo!
Hey.
Nobody.
Woo!
Nobody can preach like you. Nobody can deliver a message like you.
Yes.
Nobody can do that job like you.
Hallelujah.
You're an original.
Hallelujah.
See, when the Bible says blessings are coming, they're already there. Jesse's house is already blessed. Your house is already, ain't no ark. We don't need no ark. You know, I grew up with my share of superstition. And I remember I was a little boy and I was holding this rabbit's foot. And somebody said to me, it's a lucky rabbit's foot. No, that's an unlucky rabbit somewhere. That's an unlucky rabbit. That's all that is.
Okay, yeah.
Some rabbit. stuff. We want like nobody to take our shoes. But see, the ark was not superstition or luck. The ark contained the Ten Commandments. The ark contained manna from heaven. There was a jar of manna in the ark. And there was the rod of Aaron that budded. Now the rod of Aaron that budded wasn't connected to no vine. It wasn't planted in no dirt, Sister Lois, but it budded just like a tree stuck into the ground. And that God told me to tell the people, glory to his name. You don't need no ark because the word should be in your heart. You don't need no ark because the word should be in your heart. We represent the ark. That's why your house is blessed. You don't need no manna from heaven. See, the manna reminded the people that it was a miracle.
Yes.
And anybody a miracle in the room? Oh, and anybody in the room a miracle? I know I'm a miracle. I don't need no manna from heaven. I'm already a miracle. I'm a miracle. I don't need no manna. And the manna reminded the people of a miracle. God wants you to know the miracles in your life are for a reason. We get testimonies, and thank God for testimonies, but those miracles are for a reason, church.
Yes.
We're not supposed to live from miracle to miracle to miracle. Well, why do we get to the place where we always in need of a miracle?
Jesus, help us. My God.
You shouldn't live life always needing a miracle.
Amen.
Yeah.
God, tell me to close.
My God.
Hallelujah.
And Aaron's rod that budded, we're supposed to be fruitful. We're supposed to multiply. We're supposed to replenish the earth, subdue it, and then take dominion, charge over the earth. That's a mandate as a Christian. It's the only religion that's about a person. Oh, glorious.
Jesus.
In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And it says, light came into a darkened world. And because their sins were evil, most people said, I don't need all that light in my life. This sin feels too good. I don't need you to shed light on everything, Lord. I give you this, but I ain't gonna give you that. And it says that they rejected the light. It says, all things were made by him, through him, and for him, and without him there was nothing made. But as many as believed in him and on his name, he made the sons and daughters of God.
My God. My God.
You're a son. You're a daughter of God. See, we have what even David didn't have. That's why we're blessed.
Amen.
That's why... blessings are coming, so when you get back to your house, when we say blessings are coming, you don't need to put no ark on the back of your car. The blessings are there because you showed up. Oh, glory to his name. When you step into the room, blessings are there because you're there.
Jesus.
That's why your house is blessed. Because you live there. That's why your children are blessed, because you live there. That's why your job is blessed, because you're there. That's why your program is blessed, because you're a part of it. That's why your neighborhood is blessed, because you're in it.
Thank you, God.
Blessings are coming, because when you show up, the blessings will follow you. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. Of my life, and I will dwell in the house of I'm here forever too. I'm here forever. They may not be set of us.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God. 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 Thank you, God.
Church, God has given us an awesome assignment. And sometimes he keeps me up at night, and I'm saying, Lord, there's just so much against us. And God showed me, even through that young lady sowing into the ministry, that you're on the right track.
Amen.
See, in your individual life, God needs you to get to the place where your faith is so stabilized. I mean, nothing can get you off a point. Nothing can rock your boat if you had the kind of faith that God is looking for in this hour. Persecution, hardship, people will always come against you because we are living in a day where there's no loyalty, there's no love, and oftentimes those of us who are trying to live right,
amen,
it's going to be an uphill battle. But God is saying, you're already blessed.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You are already blessed. Well, what are you pursuing? God is saying, it's done, church.
Amen. Thank
that's all he gave me.
Mm.
I'm trying to build.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm not sure what happened to the audio, but that was a blessed word. I'm going to look into it, and if I have to, I will play it again on tomorrow, the ending. But you got the idea. You are blessed. Blessings are coming, and you are certainly blessed. So know that. Go down from this place knowing that you are blessed. And again, I might have to play this word again on tomorrow because it did cut off the end. But you go and you go with the favor of the Lord. We love you. God bless you. Amen and praise God.
Everybody got gifts and talents and ability that was given by God. Some wanna be a doctor or a lawyer, or some just wanna be a star. Now you can be anything you want if you just believe. Ask yourself, what is it that you really wanna do? Name it and claim it and hold on to it, cause yeah.
If you believe it, you can achieve it. And if you pray and I doubt, you can have it.
All right.
Don't worry about a thing or nobody. Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it. If you Hold on. Don't worry about a thing. Or nobody.
I'm nobody.
Just listen to the hills. Reach out and claim it.
Now there's no way that we could ever lose. Now we got home on our side, yeah. Cause this word simply says that, yeah, yeah. If God be before us, who could ever be against us? And this is a confidence that we should have concerning Him. Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That anything that we ask of Him, we know He hears us. But oh,
my friend, you can make it if you try.
Make it if you try.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Don't let your guilt hold you down.
Nobody. Just look to the hills, reach out and claim it.